Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, it has really been a week to remember, folks, as we head into this weekend edition of the program. We had the retaliation by Israel against Iran. We're getting reaction to that, of course, more reaction. We had someone set themselves on fire outside of the Trump trial in New York. And now, once again, FBI Director Christopher Wray is sounding the clarion call about Chinese hackers preparing to, what he says, physically wreak havoc over our U.S. infrastructure. Folks, there is a lot to talk about as we head into this Saturday morning, the weekend edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning as we begin. Don't forget, we have the telephone number 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we're already starting to get some direct messages this morning, and that's always welcome. We just heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 45 degrees and clear. It was very hot yesterday, 71 degrees. Wow. Have a great weekend, he says. Semper Fi, Richard. We'll Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. We sure appreciate that. And, well, you know, it was actually it was not quite so hot here. But I think it's going to be warming up a little bit. But, folks, you know what's warming up is all of actually getting hotter, as it would be, all these different things happening in the world. Everything, I think, is still on a knife's edge where the issue between Iran and Israel is concerned. We don't know if there will be any other kinds of retaliations. As our own Denise Simon has pointed out, perhaps after Passover, that might be, of course, part of the waiting period here. So we will see. But of course, there is reaction. Many in the world saying, "Well, Israel can't, you shouldn't do this," and this kind of thing. And as we've said before, so many times here on the show, Israel has to do what it has to do in order to protect itself. And we'll get into that, of course, as we make our way through the program this morning. Also, speaking of direct messages, when we get a little bit further into the show, when we get to the point where we will play our first song for the morning, I do have a very, very important direct message that came in this morning. So I want you to stick around for that, because it really does hit home, and I want everybody to hear it. But I want to start this morning with Chinese hackers preparing to physically wreak havoc on U.S. critical infrastructure. This from Christopher Wray. This coming to us via Fox News. Chinese hackers are developing the, quote, ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing, FBI Director Christopher Wray said this week. He added that the hackers are, quote, waiting for just the right moment to deal a devastating blow. Now, you might say, well, Kyle, we know about this, or we know of this potentiality. We know of this, this specter that's hanging over our heads vis-a-vis China. Well, it's interesting because we'll continue with this article, but there's also another article that I found quite interesting, and this from the Daily Express. China is on the warpath and preparing to unleash a storm on Taiwan, a former top U.S. intelligence officer warned. The doomsday prediction comes from Mike Studeman, a former commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence and director for intelligence of the Indo-Pacific Command. China's President Xi Jinping has long seen it as a historical mission to reunite, I guess in air quotes, reunite Taiwan with the mainland and has referred to reunification as the essence of national rejuvenation. Beijing has steadily been ratcheting up the psychological pressure on Taipei, sending its warplanes to violate Taiwan's airspace on an ever-increasing basis. And yeah, we talk about that from time to time here on the program as well. This causes them to have to constantly be in a state of scrambling jets and going through their, you know, perimeter defense systems and these kinds of things. And that is a form of psychological warfare because it's always happening. You never get to have a rest. Now, something else in this article I think is really important in terms of what this former intelligence officer is saying. It's the idea of if this is being done, again, a lot of this is for local consumption for the Chinese people because China's having all kinds of problems with its economy. And we know that they released some numbers the other day that said, hey, we grew at some great level and, you know, this kind of stuff. It's all there in order to try to, I think, tamp down, unrest, but basically the notion that the Chinese people get it, that things are not working out very well in China right now. Nevertheless, it's a property crisis that it's having. But overall, you know, these command economies, you know, never, ever really do work out. It's, but, of course, when you have an authoritarian, totalitarian, you know, communist regime, well, you know, you don't really get a choice, do you? See, that, and that's one of the things, too. That's why, especially in this country, when you have, you know, movements or political agendas that start to really kind of go down that direction, you know, you got to leave it to us. You know, we have to show you the way. If we are the adults in the room, ha, 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 right? That's what everybody was told with the Biden administration or the Biden campaign back in 2020. And I got to tell you, if these are the adults in the room, we are in deep, deep trouble, my friends. No doubt about that. But I want to get back to this phraseology, national rejuvenation. You know, this can be done as part of national rejuvenation. Well, that's just it. You know, if things aren't going well and you think that there might be unrest and there might be some unsettling going out there among the subjects, as it were, of the Chinese Communist Party, well, let's go get Taiwan and let's, you know, maybe that'll make people feel better. National pride and stuff like that. I don't know that it's going to happen anytime soon. I want to make that clear. But folks, as we've seen in just the last 3 years, the world can catch on fire in a heartbeat. Stay right there, because we are coming right back on the Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, like I've been saying, I can't get enough of that. And we keep playing it, I think, mostly as a public service to once again reiterate that, as I'm sure that you know, the moon is not made of gases. Sheila Jackson Lee is a member of Congress, a Democrat from Texas. But, my friends, she is completely wrong. She is completely wrong about the moon being made of gases. And we can't live on the moon because, obviously, it has no atmosphere, which, in fact, are gases. Or atmosphere is gases. But the moon has no atmospheres, therefore we would have to have some kind of habitat to live in, artificial habitat to live in on the moon. But it is doable. And one of the things, too, by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. It's the weekend edition, and we have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about as we move through this Saturday morning. Glad to be with you once again. 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. See what I did there. You can also head to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com, to send us a direct message this morning. You know, one of the things, and I'll just say this real briefly, getting on this moon subject from Sheila Jackson Lee, and that is that, you know, I was growing up and they landed on the moon and so forth, I was thinking, well, you know, one of these days we'll have a moon base. You know, things will really start expanding. It's going to, I mean, by the time we get to today, right? By the time we get into the 2000s and the 2020s and so forth, you know, it's going to be normal to go back and forth to the moon, or people will be living there, will be jumping off point. You know, heck, anything's possible. That was part of mentality, and that was one of the things, too, and I understand about the moon race politically against the Soviet Union, all those factors that were at play at that time. But it is so inspiring when you hear President Kennedy's speech, when he does say, you know, I propose basically within the end of a decade, you know, we're going to send a man to the moon, return him safely to the earth. That, my friends, is the kind of inspiration that was driving things at that time. Literally anything was possible. You know, they had to invent things. Things didn't even exist at that time that would have allowed us to travel to the moon. And it all had to be done. But it had to start with an idea, of course. It had to start with a commitment. And sometimes you start that journey and you don't know quite how you're going to get there yet. You're going to have to invent things along the way. But if you don't start that journey, you'll never get there. So they got there in time for the deadline, as it were, the vision of John F. Kennedy, who never saw it completed, obviously. But that happened. And then after a while, then they went back to the moon. And by the time you got past Apollo 13, people started to lose interest. There was a huge amount of interest because of the catastrophe that happened on Apollo 13. But all that kind of waned, right? And we had Skylab. You remember Skylab? I remember when Skylab was up there, when Skylab, you know, was going to start returning, burning up in the atmosphere. And, of course, now we have the International Space Station, but we don't have the exploration, as it were, in terms of the time, over the last 50-some-odd years here. But I think we can get that kind of thing back again. But unfortunately, we're mired down, we're bogged down in things that are designed to literally tear our country apart, not the least of which are these students or protesters at Columbia University, We Are Hamas, things like this, people saying, oh, you know, down America. I remember that from the news footage in 1979 with the Islamic Revolution in Iran, down America, this kind of stuff. I mean, in a different context, it's almost silly, but they're dead serious, aren't they? And some of these kids, and maybe they're doing something cool, and maybe that they think is cool, maybe they are really becoming radicalized, but no matter. The end result is the same. America is divided. America becomes weaker. And that's one of the charges here on this program is we are going to lift up our home. We're going to lift up our country. We're going to lift up Americans because we do come from all different walks of life. We do come from all different places around the globe. What's the one thing that unites us? Is that red, white, and blue? What's the thing that unites us? The U.S. Constitution. What's the thing that unites us? The rule of law. These things go together, and it doesn't matter, right, your walk of life, because it should be applied equally, just like the pledge, and justice for all. And don't get me started on that, because what's happening right now in New York with the Trump trial is abominable. That is definitely something that doesn't seem like injustice for all, because here we go again. We'll just make it up. We'll just make up stuff, and we'll just cobble it all together because this is the new politics. Well, I'm not gonna sit still for that. I don't think John in Sarasota is going to sit still for that. We got John in Sarasota on the telephone line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. A little OT tonight. Listen, I'm going to keep it real brief. It's the weekend, so
sure.
Popcorn and I are going to take a flight over to New Guinea to get Uncle Bosi, who right now is being turned into a Happy Meal. So I really can't talk too long because, as I understand, if the plane goes down, I can use my seat cushion as a flotation device. So
yeah.
With that being said, It doesn't get much better, does it?
No, no. I don't know. The flotation device could only prolong the inevitable of the cannibals. I don't know.
Well, you know, we're going to do the best we can right now, Popcorn and I. From what I understand, they're going to turn them into a Happy Meal. And somebody got to do something.
And so, that's right.
I don't know. Other than that, everybody have a nice weekend. And I thought we'd just break a little levity here.
I love it. Very, very cool. I very much appreciate it, John. Yes, absolutely. Right. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Take care. All right. John in Sarasota. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been watching this thing about the cannibals. We mentioned it a little bit on the program yesterday. And we actually do have some reaction. We'll probably play it on the other side of the break so we have a little more time. But, yes, there was some reaction at the White House press briefing room about Uncle Bozy and his potential fate of being consumed by cannibals. I got to tell you, folks, I don't know where Biden comes up with this stuff. It seems like it's really out of the ether somewhere. But they have to defend it, or they have to explain it, or they have to walk it back, or they have to, you know, my goodness, it's hard enough. It's hard enough when presidents make some kind of misstatement or they accidentally change policy or stuff like that, and then they absolutely have to walk that back. And that's happened with Biden I don't know how many times. But, you know, the cannibal thing, and Karine Jean-Pierre, we'll hear this, as I said, on the other side of the break. Karine Jean-Pierre was like, okay, don't make jokes. Don't make jokes about this. Why not? I mean, it is so far out of left field. And Biden's talking about it like this is just normal. I mean, this is 100%. It's almost as bad as Sheila Jackson Lee telling us about the nature of the moon. And not like she was sort of making it up on the spot. It was kind of like, I believe this. I mean, this is exactly what I think about the physical universe. I mean, I learned this or something. It was so authoritative in that regard. And that was kind of scary. And same thing with Joe Biden. He's just telling that story about Uncle Bozy and, you know, there were cannibals in the area that never found the body and so forth. It is, unfortunately, folks, the new normal, as it were, with Joe Biden. But I appreciate John's call very, very much, because one of the other components of the program is that we do love to laugh and smile, especially in the face of absolute absurdity, whether it's absurdity in policy or the way some of the Democrat Party elite, the left elite, conduct themselves or say things that are patently weird. Sometimes you do just have to laugh. But folks, we're going to come right back. We got so much more to tell you about, to talk about here on this weekend edition, 949-822-7959. Stay right there, everybody.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, weekend edition is flying by already. And it does have a certain feel to it, doesn't it? I think it really does. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we have much more to tell you about and talk about. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. By the way, don't forget, we've got our live links over there. If you ever want to take the program with you, if you're ever out somewhere or you're traveling, and by the way, this last week was pretty momentous. Because we got a direct message from a listener who was traveling in Thailand and picking us up off of AM 860 via iHeart. I thought that was really cool. And honestly, so if you're still listening from Thailand this morning, welcome to the show, of course, and safe travels always. And this is, you know, one of the cool things about this show is that we keep, expanding to people are finding us. And then they also check out the live streams as well. So definitely head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We always have the live streams for you over there. Come rain or shine, we'll just say it that way. All right. So once again, folks, we have a lot to tell you about. John in Sarasota brought up, of course, and I was really appreciative of that, brought up the whole thing about Uncle Bozy. And I'm going to tell you, this just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Joe Biden, of course, was talking about Uncle Bozy And I think we have that. I think we have that audio. Let's hear what Joe Biden had to say about Uncle Bozy. I think we have that. There we go.
When D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose, Brozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. And then my son volunteered to go to...
So there were a lot of cannibals for real, as he said, in that part of New Guinea. And he repeated it. We had a clip yesterday on the show. He repeated it outside on the tarmac near the airplane. And, you know, it's how did he come to that conclusion? I don't know if anybody has made any other statements about this, but the one person who you might ask about is Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room. Let's listen in to Peter Ducey asking Karine Jean-Pierre about the claim that Joe Biden's uncle, and this is probably a presidential first, the first president whose uncle was ever eaten by cannibals. Let's listen in.
To ask you about a different topic.
Oh.
Why is President Biden saying that his Uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals?
So, you know, I answered this question yesterday. I believe I've seen some clips on your network about me answering this question. I don't have much to say beyond what I said to some of your colleagues. Look, I was there. I think you traveled with us, too, to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you were there at the memorial in Scranton. The president had a emotional and, I think, a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform. He had an opportunity to be there as president.
Okay, stop right there. Okay. Nobody at all even is intimated or at all created the notion that somehow the service of Uncle Bozy was somehow diminished by this statement by Joe Biden. I think, and Karine Jean-Pierre is really trying to pull a fast one on this, because Karine Jean-Pierre is trying to once again try to make everybody feel bad about saying something about what Joe Biden said and the fact that he's gone off the rails again, and now he's telling the cannibal story. And so it's not about diminishing the service of Uncle Bozy. It is entirely about Joe Biden and the fact that he's either making it up or he is remembering it wrong or somehow has put this together. I don't know. I'd like to hear more explanation, right? I think we all would. And we've got a little bit more of this, but I do want to take another phone call here because we've got John in Nyack, New York, giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Yeah, Kyle, it's great to talk to you.
Same here.
This is another one of the Biden tall tales. If anybody investigates it, it's already been investigated. There were four people on the plane that his uncle went down on. The plane went into the ocean near New Guinea, and three of the people drowned. One survived. And what he said was the plane went down and no one else came up at him. So it's basically a patented lie. Biden's family knew that the uncle drowned and the body was never found in the ocean. It's a typical Biden tall tale. I'm getting more and more pessimistic by the day, though. Now that another $100 billion has been sent overseas to fight wars, we know that basically a lot of that money is a slush fund, and it goes to graft to different politicians or different companies that send money back to politicians. And it really worries me. We see what they're doing to Trump with this lawfare.
Yeah.
And they're bending and twisting the law into all kinds of ridiculous things. On the previous person you were on this show with, 4 years ago approximately, three and a half, I remember talking about it's going to be a slam dunk for Trump. How could he possibly lose? You know, it was just like this. All the polls, all the people that were showing up. Biden had rallies that no one showed up to. They were all in 12-foot circles, 10 feet apart. It was just ridiculous. And then we lost because the counting stopped in the middle of the night. In all of the major cities that Zuckerberg just happened to give $400 million to. We all knew that they did some funny business there. And the question is now, what's going to happen when the same thing happens again?
Yeah.
Now we know what happened with the January 6th people. Now we know what's going on with the CIA and the FISA, you know, their wiretappings and things like that. We know that they're not going to give this up. We know that Joe Biden is Obama's sock puppet because you see Obama going out all the time now and saying how we have to vote for Joe.
Yeah.
You know, he's behind the scenes, but now he knows that Joe could possibly lose. And all of a sudden, Obama's popping out of nowhere. And the question is, when they steal it this time, what are we going to do? They have the Justice Department. They have the FBI. They have the CIA. They have control of the armed forces. And they also have all the big media companies and all the big tech companies. They've got Google. They've got Facebook. They're every day attacking Elon Musk now because Elon Musk is not towing the party line.
Right.
And what's going to happen? Well, we wake up the next morning after the internet shuts down in the middle of the night on election night, and all of a sudden Biden wins by a hair. What do we do?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's almost as if they're pushing something, you know, in order, they want to have some kind of, you know, break with all this.
Exactly. You know, the Chinese hackers shut down the internet on election night. We wake up election morning and Biden wins. What do we do?
Yeah.
It's kind of a frightening situation.
I think you're
right. And I hate to be a pessimist, but we went through this 3.5 years ago.
You're exactly right. You're right on the money, John.
And we got to make some plans. Thank you for your show. You're a shining beacon in the dark. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Take care. We'll talk again soon. Wow. Thank you so much. All right, stay right there, everybody.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Can be defined in a single word. I was putting
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition. And I sure appreciate what John and Nyack was just saying and his kind words about the program. And you know, but that's what we're here for, and we're all here, I think, for the same reason, for the same goal, and we have the same sentiments, and we love our country, and we want things to be good for everybody who wants to live in peace in America. We want those opportunities. We want to be able to raise our kids. We want to be able to do all these wonderful things. And just like I was talking about earlier, about that inspiration that John F. Kennedy had given about going to the moon, that's the spirit that we're trying to recapture. But there are those who are just patently trying to tear that down and deprive Americans of the very essence of opportunity, the very essence of peace. And we're not going to stand for that. All right, we do have our song we're going to play here in just a little bit, but we do have the telephone lines lighting up again. We got Tony in Tampa giving us a call, so we want to hear what's on Tony's mind this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kyle. The caller prior to me
was 100% right. He was right on target, man.
Yep.
When you give power to Stalinists, and the Democrats are Stalinists, they don't give it up easy. They will lie, cheat, and steal to maintain power. And that's what's going to happen again to us. They have all the, they own all the levers of power. The FBI, the CIA, all the DOJ, all the rest of it. That's why it's going to be hard to get Donald Trump, who's a great candidate, over the finish line.
Yeah, that's right. And that right now they're trying to get him convicted of anything so that they can try to peel off some of those voters who say, well, if he gets convicted, then I won't vote for him, and just tie him up. And if this was reversed, if this was happening to the Democrat presidential de facto nominee, it would be hell to pay.
And the biggest thing, Kyle, is they have the media. The media is the de facto propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, and the media sways a lot of – the American people sit there and they listen to the media, and they believe everything the media tells them. And the media, again, is the de facto propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, and the Democrats are Stalinists, and Stalinists don't give up power easy.
That's right. You got that right.
Take care, Kyle. Kyle, check it out, man. Take care, and thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Take care. Thanks for the call. All right, Tony in Tampa, everybody. And, yeah, see, this really does elicit, you know, some very strong reaction, very strong feelings. And because we see, you know, just what Tony's describing, you know, you get the signal sent to you. There's a collective narrative, and they want to try to make that the whole thing the reality. But it's really great. It's really great when people call up and they are not being swayed by such a thing. Thanks again, Tony in Tampa. All right. Well, before we play our first song here this morning, I got this message from Driver Ron, and I was kind of shocked by it, but everything's fine. But I feel like I want to let everybody in on what he was telling me, because, again, we're creating an overnight community, especially, you know, a lot of people out there have been pulling for Lucy in Florida, who had gone through being in the hospital, now is physical therapy and so forth. And people, you know, they say, hey, I'm praying for Lucy. I'm thinking about Lucy, this kind of thing. Well, Ron Wright wrote in earlier. He says, Kyle, you may remember in the not too distant past, I dedicated a song and commented on the moron drivers here in Denver. I even DM'd you once while you were talking with Frank Silvato about someone running a red light right in front of my work truck. Yesterday, Mrs. Driver Ron was in a severe car accident and was broadsided, you guessed it, by a woman running a red light. Thank God she wears her seatbelt and all the airbags deployed. Otherwise, it could have been a fatal accident. Her car was hit so hard that it spun her around and up into the median, taking out a traffic pole. Miraculously, EMTs got her out of the car, and she was able to walk away over to the ambulance, where they kept her for about 45 minutes to observe her condition. She called me right after the accident, not knowing where she was, but I knew where she had been headed, and I raced over to the scene about a mile and a half from the house. The EMT decided, although she would be very sore and hurt for a while, if she wanted, she would be released to come home. Today, the bruising is very evident, and thank God that's it. Yeah, I got this earlier, and my heart just sank, but I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful to the Lord that she is okay, Ron. I can't imagine that kind of phone call. It is just absolutely very devastating. But thank the Lord that she's all right. And I'm hoping that she just has a real full recovery and that everything is going to turn out. And I can imagine the kinds of things you witness out there on the road. So this morning, everybody, prayers for Mrs. Driver Ron for a quick recovery, that everything will be fine. And once again, thanks for letting us know, too, because this overnight family is, I think, going to be pulling for you as well. We all want to know that everybody's well-being is okay. So, Driver Ron, again, thanks for letting us know. And, boy, I'll tell you, I really, really feel for you on this. All right. Well, Driver Ron had a great request. I think we have just enough time to play a little bit of it here in this segment. And he requested a really cool song from back in the 80s. Keep us going here this morning on this weekend edition. It is a cool song by Lionel Richie. and it's called Dancing on the Ceiling. This morning, Dancing on the Ceiling. You know, for that music video, I think they made a big gimbal, and and they actually turned it up and, you know, rotated it around, so it looks like they were, you know, transitioning to Dancing on the Ceiling. I think Fred Astaire did something similar way back in the day, but that's pretty cool. There's also the cover that Driver On mentioned, and I don't know, stick around. We might hear that one as well. But folks, glad to be with you. And once again, in all seriousness, Driver Ron had communicated to us about Mrs. Driver Ron being in a really devastating car accident, but she walked away. She's doing okay. And that is one of those things when literally nothing else in the world matters when something like that happens. And I'm just so glad that it turned out okay, obviously. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, stay right there, because we're coming up to the top of the hour right now. We're going to hear the top of the hour news, get updated on everything, come back and talk about everything, your telephone calls as well, your direct messages, all that stuff. It is the weekend edition, folks. Please don't go anywhere. We are coming back, I promise.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.